Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here again after 2 weeks. Let us pray before we read Bible. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good day that you have given to us. Today, we will read the Bible and try to catch out what do you want us to know, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is my last series from the gospel that I already preached 2 times before, and this is the last one. And then after that, if next week I have opportunity, then I will go to Christmas message. Okay? Let us open John chapter 11. Verse 1 till 46. It's quite long. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sister sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, this sinner is not to the end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciple, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of his world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. This he said, and after that said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awake him out of sleep. The disciple then said to him, Lord, if he fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus has spoken of his death, but they thought that he was speaking of literally sleep. So Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Therefore, Thomas, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciple, let us also go so that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask God, God will give to you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. When she said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, and saying secretly, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up quickly and was coming to him. Now Jesus has not yet come into the village, but he was still in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and consoled her went and they saw that Mary got up quickly and went out. They followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews were saying, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man also from dying?" So Jesus, again being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha and the sister of the deceased said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be a snatch, for he was been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around, I said it so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this thing, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" Then the man who had died 4 days, bound hand and foot with wrapping, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Therefore, many of the Jews who come to Mary and saw that he had done believe in him. Yeah, that's all the Bible verse. Brothers and sisters, the story start with a word "six." Now a certain man was six. Brothers and sisters, as a believer, in our body, we have two kinds of blood. The first blood I call physical blood, which is A, B, AB, and O. Yeah, I'm O. Yeah, maybe my wife's A, and other people maybe B or AB. This physical blood sometimes too sweet, so I can say diabetes. And then sometime up and down. So we call anemia or hypertension. Yeah. Sometime too dirty, too much oil inside. We call cholesterol. So this kind of blood make people suffer and sick. But we have another blood we call C, the blood of Christ. Yeah. So many people want to make physical blood become clean. They try to eat healthy food. They go to a good environment, keep moving. But by the end, when the time is come, we get sick. So sick for modern people, I call a problem. Lazarus has a problem. He was sick. And then, first, second, it was the Mary who anointed the Lord with an anointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The writer tried to let us know the relationship between Mary and Jesus. Yeah? Lazarus is Mary's brothers. And then Mary, very close to Jesus. So it is the time for Mary to tell Jesus that my brother was sick. How we understand this connection, brothers and sisters? So I try to know that Mary is a person who close to God. Yeah, in the church, a person who close to God, maybe she serve very well, she can lead worship very well, and then she can pray very well. Many people come to her and say, please pray for me. Now, Mary pray for her brother with one hope that Jesus will directly come to see her brother. Mary used her connection with Jesus and she won her brother get healed. That's why she come and tell Jesus that Lazarus was sick. Brothers and sisters, I know that what Mary did, same with us. Whenever we have brothers and sisters was sick, then we directly come to Jesus. Or maybe we can say, oh Lord Jesus, you know I'm so close to you. Now my brother was sick. Please help my brother. Show your power so that my brother can get healed and people will glorify you. But now, brothers and sisters, Jesus give another answer. Verse 4. This sickness is not to the end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. If someone in terminal ill, 2 days is too long, brothers and sisters. Even sometimes 2 minutes is too long. But Jesus stayed 2 days, not suddenly come and say, Lazarus, come out. But he stayed 2 days. So, Lazarus died. Yeah. And then after that, brothers and sisters, we can see that there is a conversation between Jesus and the disciple. Jesus stayed 2 days, and then on verse 7, then after this, he said to the disciple, let us go to Judea again. And then the disciple said, what? You want to go there? Did you know that they want to stone you? They want to kill you. But Jesus go to Judea again. And then because he went to Judea, and then Lazarus was died. And then they have conversation. If you read the conversation quickly, then you will know, brothers and sisters, there is this connection conversation. Why I say this connection conversation? Because Jesus said using faith language, but the disciple answered using situation and physical language. That's why between Jesus, there is no connection. Do we do the same thing with Jesus? The Bible say using faith connection, faith language, but we talk to him using reality sentence. No wonder every time we talk with Jesus, we cannot get connection. And then how funny if husband and wife no connection in conversation. This happened in this chapter. Because the disciple and Mary and Martha, they speak with Jesus using physical language. No wonder if you follow this chapter, then you can say that many problems come out in their life. They feel fear. How come Jesus didn't come? This guy will die. They feel hopeless. And tears come out. They're angry with Jesus. They're disappointed with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, all of this can happen if we use physical language when we talk with Jesus. Look at this verse, 21. Martha then said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." How we read this sentence? Maybe, "Lord, if you were here, my brother will not die. How come you do like this? Why you are so late? You know how we love you so much." With emotion, with emotion, yeah. In Hong Kong, we are not we have not much experience. In Indonesia, as a pastor, if I come too late and something happen, then will be trouble for me. Yeah, trouble for me. I'm a servant of God. Now they use the same language to Jesus. How come? How come? Brothers and sisters, this is the reality. If we use physical language to approach Jesus, then we feel hopeless. We feel a fear. We feel sad. But as a believer, we need to know that Jesus has already said on verse 4, "This sickness is not to the end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may glorify by it." Jesus is trying to teach the disciple, Mary and Martha, to focus on him, not to focus on the reality. Brothers and sisters, it's okay for us to read newspaper, especially in this time situation. We read the newspaper, we open website to see is there any trouble with MTR, so that whenever we go out, we will not late. Is there any bus? Where is the place where people gather together? Is it okay? But more than that, brothers and sisters, we need to see something higher among the situation. I buy ticket Sunday afternoon on 17. I need to fly from Hong Kong to Singapore, Singapore to Manado. And then 20 from Manado to Singapore, Singapore to Hong Kong. And then 21, I need to fly again from Hong Kong direct to Sydney because Indonesian churches in Sydney, they gather together, they invite me to preach for a Christmas party. 17. Then almost every day I watch up the situation of Hong Kong. But at the same time, almost every midnight, I come and pray. And then finally I decided I will go. But when I decided I want to go, on 16, there is an earthquake near Manado. 7 point something. Then I say, should I go? This is earthquake. I can fly. I can return. And how about Sydney? Then I open website again. I saw Singapore Airlines flight to Manado. And then at the same time, in Hong Kong, there is no protest. And then I pray again. Okay, now, when I pray, I don't want to see everything. I just follow what God put in my heart. I have peace, brothers and sisters. I have peace. Then I fly. You know, Singapore Island, never delay. But now when I fly, delay 3 hours from Singapore to Manado. Then I still say to my heart, no worry, God already asked you to fly. And then I can fly. And then I bring all the stuff for Indonesian Christmas party in Hong Kong. Yeah, they give me all the food. Then we share all together for the sister. I'm happy, brothers and sisters. And I decide to go. Because why, brothers and sisters? I didn't see and depend by this situation. I just follow what God want me to do. Using faith eyes, faith sentence, and then faith glasses to see all the situation. Jesus want us to do the same thing. That's why three times I see how Jesus from the normal sentence till the high tone sentence to tell the disciple. Verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. Normal tone. Verse 35. Jesus wept. The Jewish people understand Jesus wept because he loved Lazarus and the family. But for me, Jesus wept because Jesus so sad and angry with the disciple Martha and Maria who didn't believe in him. They all close with Jesus. They know who is Jesus, but they don't believe with Jesus. No wonder Jesus wept. And then the last sentence, the last sentence, Jesus said, did I not tell you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Verse 40. Jesus said, I am the life and the resurrection, and then the web, and then after that at 40. Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Brothers and sisters, sometimes Jesus shout with us because we don't believe in him. How sad Jesus if we as believer, we don't believe in him. Yeah. Don't believe in him is the first thing that make Jesus sad with us. Because Jesus already show everything to us. Then after that, Jesus pray. You see how he pray? I know that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around, I said it so that they may believe that you sent me. I know you hear me, but because of these people, so that they may believe me. So this like talk to God, but for this kind of people. Yeah, Jesus was sad. Today, how sad Jesus if because of situation we don't believe in him. Yeah. The situation can be changed, but God, Jesus, never changed. He who loved me, he who loved us, will love us forever. That's why I always remember one verse. The Bible said, even till your hair become white, I still the same. Jesus is never changed. He always loved us. Jesus wants us live by faith, not live by the situation. Because if we live by faith, then on verse 45, therefore many of the Jews who come to Mary and saw what he had done, believe in him, and can see the glory of God. I don't know when Hong Kong situation can be peace again. Now, too many parties involved in Hong Kong. But one thing that I know, that our Lord Jesus never changed. He who walk with us will always walk with us. Even in the darkness, in the valley of the darkness, God still our shepherd. Even Lazarus died, but God still can raise Lazarus. Believe in him, then you will feel peace. And then this peace will walk with you wherever you go. May God bless us this morning. Remember this verse, John 20:29. Blessed are they who did not see, but and yet believe. We might not see what is our future, Hong Kong future. But if we believe in him, then we can see the glory of God.
You bring restoration.
Brothers and sisters, let us approach Him, come to Him with faith. This morning, we will pray with faith for our brother and sister who suffer with cancer and doing chemotherapy. We pray by faith. We believe that God has done something for them. Let's pray together. We also pray for their salvation. We pray that God open their heart, brothers and sisters. We pray close family who believe Jesus can share gospel. Also pray for them. The last part, we pray for brothers and sisters who have a lot of physical weakness. Yeah, we pray that God will touch, heal them. Also bring our brothers and sisters who are looking for new jobs. We believe that God will prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, this morning we also pray for mission in China. We pray for our brothers and sisters who serve at Beijing, at Shanghai, missionaries. We pray that God will open a lot of area so that missionaries can go and share the gospel. Let's pray together. Also pray for board member, for PSAM, PNET, and all board of member. We pray that God always bless them as a leader in our church to bring this church to seek God glory. Thank you. We pray for Young Adult Fellowship, Men Ministry, Monday Prayer, Pure Desire, Woman Ministry. We pray that God bless all this group make the member come close to you, Father. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP 2.0. Although now we haven't seen that we extend our building, but praise the Lord, God already helped SP to extend ministry. Yeah, we pray for future ministry. Many city can see the glory of God. God will use SP to bring the gospel for them. Also pray for house church activity, Blue Pool, and then Fortress, Lion Rock, New Conduit, Simsasui, and Fentris. We pray that every house church, really blessed by God. Last part, we always keep Hong Kong in the hand of God. We pray that God have a mercy for Hong Kong, so peace and safe will come again in Hong Kong. Father Lord Jesus, thank you. You always remind us to see everything using faith perspective. We believe in you. That's why we put our life into your hand, Father. Once we put our life into your hand, then we can see the glory of God. Please clean our eyes so that we can see according what you want us to see, Father, to see the situation using faith eyes, to walk using faith, Father. And thank you, Father. We put our life into your hand. We believe that God will walk with us. Even we have a lot of problem, but the problem will not kill us. The problem make us come close to you, Father. Make us to see your glory, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name.